It is Monday morning. You know the positivity that we have around here. It's Coach Poto's Positive Press, and today's a special day, not only for Poto, but for me too, because everybody knows that he is a baseball person, and I am too. Don't get me wrong. I love all sports, and baseball is very important to me, and it's right around the corner. We just got through with Talladega County Baseball and Softball Media Days, but he has brought a baseball wealth of knowledge.
No doubt about it. One of my favorite local baseball legends, the man with the plan, Mr. Pookie Wilson, we got in studio today. And Pookie, you got some really cool things coming up the next couple weeks, man.
Oh, yeah. We got a baseball camp, boot camp, rather. I invited Ron Papa Jack Jackson from over 55 years of Major League Baseball experience. Mark Lewis, another guy I played with and played against in the minor leagues. That's another 18-some-odd years of experience. And then myself, another guy with 18 years experience or more. And then we have Tech Jones from Sylacauga, one of the strength and conditioning guys. He's going to run the boot camp portion of it for us.
I got a question. Why do you call it a boot camp? I kind of like that term.
Well, first of all, let me ask this before you get into the boot camp. Two quick things. Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt you. First of all, I'm going to ask you, everybody wants to know what Pookie's doing, where he's living. He's back here. I want you to just give a short synopsis and just a quick thing on your son. But then this boot camp, what ages does it range from?
Ages 7 to 12.
Okay.
You know, just youth league boot camp. And it's just a situation where we get kids out moving and stuff, and then with the agility and strength and stuff, and then we have a camp where we run them through a series of stations and, you know, throughout the course of the camp.
And everybody wants to know, Pookie's back here in Sylacauga. Tell us a little bit about you and your son.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we start?
Well, I know Poto wants to ask you a couple questions, so I'll keep it short. But graduate of Sylacauga High School, 1987 or 8?
88.
And, of course, you went all the way to the semifinals in football that year and got beat by Greenville. I called that game.
Yep.
And then the basketball team wins the state championship. Tell us a little bit about where your career has gone since then. Of course, you got a son that's an All-American gymnast.
Oh, yes. Well, after I finished Sylacauga, I had an opportunity to get a scholarship to play baseball at AUM. And at that time, it was 3 years AUM had been in existence. We had Coach Lowe, who was the longtime coach there. Coach Tubbs was a local Childersburg product, and so he recruited a lot of kids from the Talladega County area. So the first three or four teams, we had, you know, Brian Welch, Slayton, Danny Smith, and the list goes on and on. And so most of the teams that we had early on, they were built primarily with guys from around this area. And so the third year, we had an opportunity to play for the national championship after 3 years being in existence. So that was a fun time for us. That was 1990.
So wow.
It's a long
to make you guys feel old, that was the year I was born. You know what a lethal combo is, McCurley? Mixing talent with good team chemistry. You mentioned so many local baseball legends around here. My former coach at Childersburg, Coach Slayton, Dandy Smith, who's got one of the best baseball stories I've heard when he was coming up with the Expos. He hit a home run, and it went in someone's car.
Yeah.
And that guy drove and got the ball signed by Dandy. Great stories.
And you know, Dandy actually went to Sylacauga with me. A lot of people don't know this first three or four years.
He doesn't like to talk about that too much.
And, of course, they moved to Childersburg. But Dandy and I stayed great friends. And I'm here to tell you now, after really need to get him in here on the Positive Press, because you're talking about somebody that has persevered from a couple of things. Number one, his son, you know, dying the way he did, Chase, and then, of course, the health problems that Danny's having. I don't want to get off on that kick, but Danny's an incredible story, and I know you know him very well.
Indeed.
You mentioned, as a diehard Red Sox fan, I picked up on this, but you mentioned the name, Mr. Ron Papa Jack Jackson. Yes. He has got quite the resume, doesn't he, Pookie?
Yes, he does. Now, Papa Jack and I met in spring training of 1994.
Wow.
And we're just sitting there talking. I'm like, man, where are you from? He said, I'm from Birmingham. I was like, really? I said, I'm from Sylacauga. And then we started talking, and I said, what high school did you go to? He said, I went to Winona High School. I said, my first cousin was the quarterback at Winona High School. I said, what year did you graduate? He's like, come on, man. He said, you gonna ask me that? I said, yeah. Come to find out, my first cousin and Papa Jack were in the backfield together. My cousin was a quarterback, and Papa Jack
was too cool right there. Was the Bama boy showing up at spring training.
Yeah, and so I'm like, man. And so ever since that day in 94, we've always kept in touch. We've always kept in touch, and he's doing stuff in the Birmingham area with Major League Baseball and his foundation, and we just have a good time.
Now, I'm going to ask you about this boot camp you've got coming up. First of all, I know ages 7 to 12, is it for boys and girls or just boys?
Well, we say baseball, but, you know, girls can come as well.
Okay. Now, I want you to give us the dates and then tell us how they can get in touch with somebody if they want to get involved with it.
Well, the date of it is the 17th President's Day.
Yep.
And if they want to get in touch with someone, they can call me at area code 334-538-8674. Again, that's 334-538-8674.
And I'm going to put that on our calendar tab that will be coming up. I'll get that information.
I've reached out to a few guys. I've landed a few camp attendees for you, Pookie, that'll come and learn. And I know it's going to be a wonderful camp because not only the guys that you're going to have there, but, I mean, you're the man, Pookie. I've always respected you. You've always been real good to me. I'll never forget.
On
the
everybody.
Yeah, he's the man. 07 state championship team, we're playing the regular season, and we go to AUM. And I hadn't met you before, so I'm just a baby sophomore going in the cages before we play Beauregard at AUM. And I've only heard stories about him. And he started coaching me because Coach Slayton trusted him enough to coach us in the cages before the game. And that was just something I remember. Like, I have never met this guy, and we're hitting, and I'm just picking up knowledge from him. So I appreciate that, Pookie.
Well, shoot, you know, now it's my opportunity and your opportunity to pass that information along.
That's good.
I've got to tell you a little AUM story that, of course, I've been down there several times. The present coach at Sylacauga High School, Jay Brooks, him and his brother Jody played at AUM. Jay was a pitcher there.
Yep.
I go down several times with Harold and watch him pitch. But here's the thing with me that I remember about AUM worse than anything. When I mean, I don't remember which year it was. Don't ask me, Poto. But for one of the Childersburg State Championship team seasons and teams, I actually went down to broadcast the games. And there were so many people behind the backstop, and we couldn't get in the press box. They put us on top of the first base dugout. Me and Pete Story.
It rained, didn't it?
Oh, let me tell you.
I remember this.
They put us on top of the press box. I'm sitting there in a lawn chair with an electrical headset on my, you know, all this radio equipment. And when I tell you it was raining so hard that we could not see the center fielder. And they kept playing. Did they not?
Yeah, it sure did.
And
they were trying to get the game in.
Exactly. Yeah. It was what, sixth or seventh inning?
Yeah, it was further along.
It was late when it started raining, it started sprinkling, then it started just coming down in buckets full. And I remember because I'm sitting here and Pete's asking me, he said, are we safe with this stuff on our head? And I said, just keep talking.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you. Just keep talking.
I know we're wrapping up here, McCurley, but we talked about this a second ago off air, but Pookie has one of the coolest baseball cards in my collection.
Absolutely.
Pookie, tell us about this card you need to sign it for my son Carter, too, by the way. I'm going to hunt you down and get you to sign it for him. But fill us in on this card that you had made.
No, it was in Double A, Portland, Maine, and our team photographer, he and I are real good friends, and so he comes up and he says, I have this idea. I was like, okay, what's up? So he comes up and he has this hot dog. And he said, "You got to, you know, take a picture with it." I was like, "Man, I'm not going to take a picture of a hot dog." And so we ended up taking the picture, and it ended up being one of the hottest sellers for.
That's too cool.
Tell us what that
sea dog scene.
Tell us what that hot dog looked like.
Yeah, it's got Pookie written on the hot dog, and you can see him.
It's written mustard.
And if I'm not mistaken, you got the fresh Nikes on. You're hanging out on the dugout step, looking fly. It's one of the coolest cards. It doesn't matter if it's rookie ball, double A, big leagues. It is one of the coolest cards to any collection.
Wow.
I'll get you guys a copy of it.
We'd appreciate that.
Too. Well, listen, it's been great today.
Absolutely.
And we're going to hopefully get him in here to talk with me on my show about his camp. And I just want to get some baseball stories.
He's full of them.
And I know he's full of them. But you know what we tell everybody every week?
Go dominate your week, guys.